My friend Katinka has just phoned me and said, would I like to take the children for a picnic in some nearby woods? And I thought that would be such a lovely thing to do because we're not really doing anything this afternoon. The sun's shining. It's almost, well, it's Easter is upon us, really. And I think it's quite a romantic thing to do for supper. Now, I don't want to just go to the shops and go and rush around and buy them cakes and biscuits and chocolates and all those sort of things. And in reality, I've actually got some stuff already planned for tonight's supper. So I'm going to make something very quick because I've only got an hour before we need to meet. And it needs to be something that is easy to eat. So I've chosen to take these salmon fillets out. Now, these are rich in omega-3. They're very quick to cut, and what I'm doing here is I'm just placing them onto a baking sheet. Now, what's interesting about this choice of salmon fillets for me is that they are from a responsibly farmed salmon, and I think the children will absolutely love these, and they'll go really, really well with some couscous. So I've popped those on some foil. I'm just going to go and get some honey out of the cupboard. And I'm going to mix that up with some chopped chilies and some olive oil and pop those in the oven whilst I'm making the couscous. Which I have found at the bottom of the fridge whilst I've been looking for some chili is some asparagus, some British asparagus. It's very, very early. I'm just going to chop the ends off these. Hang on. And I'm going to pop these in the oven just around the salmon. That's going to grill at the same time. So that's the vegetables in the dish. Now the oven is on quite high. It's on 200 because what I want to happen to the salmon is that I want it to overcook just slightly, so that it's sort of slightly crispy on the outside, almost sort of slightly caramelised. I'm just drizzling over the olive oil there. And into the oven they go. I'm putting them at the top of the oven. And I suppose, really, if you wanted to, you could almost grill these. But the thing with grilling them is that grilling can be a little bit aggressive. So you can sort of find that it's too much, but right at the top of the oven on 200 degrees. And in the meantime, I'm going to fill the kettle up, put that water in for the couscous. And those asparagus that I've just put in will be chopped up and put in with the couscous. The thing I like about couscous is it's really fast to make. So I've boiled the kettle. I'm pouring the couscous into a bowl. Now this is the bowl I'm going to use and take with me onto the picnic. So I'm mixing it in the same vessel because I just don't want to do any extra washing up. And I'm just going to pour some hot water over that. Now I pour almost sort of, I suppose, double the volume of couscous. The salmon is going to be quite sweet, but it's got a little bit of heat with it. So it's got the honey with it, it's got the chilli with it, and it's got some salt sort of scattered over the top. So there's a good balance of flavours there. But because it's going to be sweet, I like the couscous to cut underneath that. So just to keep it sort of fresh with that asparagus, and what will combine very well with the asparagus is actually some lemon. So I'm just cutting a lemon in half here. And although the couscous hasn't actually absorbed all of that water yet, and it's still very, very hot, I'm going to leave it it's just starting to soak in, you can see. Now, some people, they cook asparagus. Personally, I find that if you just simply pour in hot water and leave it, then it sort of absorbs it. And so it just has got a little bit of richness, but not too much. I'm just putting a knob of butter in there and stirring it. Don't stir couscous with a spoon. You want it to stay fluffy and light and not sort of like it's been mashed around too much. So using a fork rather than a spoon, just mix that butter in, and that will absorb. Now there's no need for salt in here because I've already put salt on the salmon that's now baking in the oven. I suppose this has taken 5 minutes literally to make, and I'm just going to squeeze over that lemon. There we go. And wait for those asparagus to come out of the oven. I've just checked on the salmon. It's not quite ready. It's been in for about 12 minutes. I think it probably needs another few minutes. I've just spooned over some of that juice from the honey and the chilli and the olive oil over the top, just to give it a really nice sort of golden crispy finish. And the asparagus, well, they're almost done. I don't want them to be too sloppy because then they sort of mush up. So I'm going to take the asparagus out a little bit early. Well, the salmon is beautifully cooked now. I can hear it sizzling away here. And, right, that took about 18 minutes for them to cook. So we haven't got long before we've got to go. So those salmon I'm going to wrap in the tin foil. The picnic basket in the meantime has been packed. We've got glasses and lemonade, and we've got some cake pops. So I haven't got to think too much about pudding because the cake pops were already ready in the fridge. And I think we should head off. The woods are absolutely beautiful. They're full of bluebells. The birds are singing. The children have run around and around, chasing each other all through these pathways and having stick fights. And we've sat down to have our picnic. And William, what do you think to today's picnic?
The couscous I haven't tried yet, but the salmon is kind of... sweet, but it's not actually the actual taste of sweet.
Can you taste there's honey in it? And there's a little bit of chilli. Can you taste the chilli?
Oh, I just tasted it.
Is it hot or is it nice?
Kind of hot.
Too hot or is it just right? Oh, no, he's got a full mouthful now, so I think he's considering.
It's like nothing.
So it's not too hot? And what do you like best about picnics?
I like going in the woods and hearing all the nature. That's what I like most.
Isabel? Mm-hmm. Are you having your busy eating there, aren't you? What do you like about picnics?
Eating and running and chasing and people and riding horses.
That's true, there are horses here. We've seen people horse riding. So you like the eating and the running and the chasing. Well,
and horses.
And seeing the horses. This is just gorgeous. It's Easter weekend. My advice to anybody is take advantage of the sunshine. If you're not planning on cooking a big Easter Sunday lunch, pack up a picnic. Get in the car. Northamptonshire is quite possibly one of the most beautiful counties in England. There are tons and tons of places that you can just pull up anywhere in the countryside to grab a picnic. Just make sure you clear away your rubbish and bits and pieces afterwards. And I wish everybody a very glorious, sunshiny, happy, delicious Easter.
You could have